Welcome back to another Daily Walk. Well, today we want to talk a little bit about seeking solitude to pray and refresh yourself for ministry. You see, when we are saved, we're not saved just to be saved and then we have no other purpose. Just keep on living our life and, you know, whatever else. We are specifically commanded to go out and preach the gospel. Now, that could be internet ministries, which is a little bit more of what I do, traveling around. But I do a lot of discipleship as well, just one-on-one type of stuff. And, you know, obviously I do books. But there's different things that different people do. And that's really the point. The body of Christ has, you know, your body has a leg, it has a foot, it has a hand, it has an eye, it has an ear. There's different elements and different purposes that we all have. But all of us have a command to do something in the kingdom of God. Some people are much better at evangelism, whereas they bring people to the kingdom. Other people are really good at discipleship, where you can get into the details and the fine minutiae thereof. That's where I tend to sit. I can parse out the differences a lot better than I can, you know, go out and just preach the general gospel to people. That's why I tend to do most of my work in the discipleship realm as opposed to in the evangelistic realm. And this is one of the challenges, a lot of things we see in modern Christianity is where they're trying to, in many ways, make all elements of the body the exact same thing. It's one of those things to look for. But as we're getting into ministry, what we have to recognize is that ministry is not a pragmatic approach where we are devising this perfect plan and executing it. Although that is what we do find in a lot of churches, particularly your church growth churches, which don't focus as much on faith as they do on pragmatism and planning. But as we are focusing on our ministry, it's not about us. It is about our relationship with God. And that's really what we want to focus on. And when I was a younger Christian, kind of more of a maturing Christian, I had moved beyond that childhood Christianity phase into young man phase. I'm out there doing a lot of work. And I end up being sought after in our town for doing a lot of things. And the primary area I was doing a lot of work with was children's ministries. And I did children's church. I did a Sunday school. I did a youth group for another church because they didn't have anybody to do that. We did camp counseling. I did direct mentoring. All these different things that I did over the course of the time. And one of the things that I had noticed early on is I had started my Christian walk reading the scriptures a lot. I wrote in the book in Josiah's Sanctification about this cleaning and cleansing and sanctifying process. And that was kind of earlier on in my phase of Christianity. And then, you know, you leave behind the old ways, the old sinful ways. You spend time in scripture, but this time I'd read the Bible through a few times. I'm starting to understand it. I know some of the doctrines, and then I start getting sought after to do different courses and teaching and things like this. And so as I started taking on these more commitments, so we had a group that was kind of like Awana's as well. So it got to the point where I looked at my calendar and I was like, I think Monday night was free. Tuesday night we had a Bible study. Wednesday night we had our kids club. I think Thursday was free. Friday I did the youth group of the one church. And then Sunday we did the various things over there. And you look at the calendar, I got so busy that the knowledge and the kind of the practicality began to slip a little bit. I noticed this. And what I looked at and noticed is that I wasn't spending enough time directly with God. Because as we start getting busy in our ministry, we start losing that focus on the things that gave us that ministry, that being God Himself. And so what I wanted to look at today is a couple of different verses where we find that Jesus Himself gave us this exact model. Now, the first instance of this mentioned in Scripture is when Jesus, he goes out into town and he heals a bunch of people, casts out a demon, and then they go back to Peter's house, where his mother-in-law is sick. He raises her, expels the fever out of her. She gets up immediately and starts serving. That's interesting. And then as this happens then, all of the crowd start rushing in on Peter's house. Everybody is seeking the healing and things. And you can imagine, you know, as it gets later at night, it's still going. It looks like a college rave party or something. People keep on coming and coming, but eventually it starts to fade out and fade out and fade out and fade out. And people are tired for the day and think of that. And then at the end of this, Jesus comes in and says, early in the morning, this is probably something like 4 in the morning, considering the timing and things. While it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went away to a secluded place and was praying there. Of course, the people wake up and nobody can find Jesus. Everyone's like, oh, where's Jesus? Ah, you know. And so everyone goes out and searches him. Eventually, they find him and they say, hey, all these people are looking for you. He says, hey, let's go to another town, because he's there to preach to everybody. Now, this was a common thing. We don't have a lot of specific direct instances like that first case, but it does say in Luke 5:15, news about him was spreading, 15 and 16, news about him was spreading even farther, and large crowds were gathering to hear him and to be healed of their sickness. But Jesus himself would often slip away into the wilderness to pray. So Jesus recognized that it was imperative that he would go off into the wilderness to pray alone in solitude. And we find more instances. I didn't include every instance of this, but another one was in Luke 6:12. It was this time he went off to the mountain to pray. He spent the whole night in prayer to God. And when day came, he called his disciples and chose 12 of them, whom he had also named as apostles. And this was in response to after praying the entire evening. So the point here is that public ministry is fueled by the relationship we have with God. If we get to the point where we're like, hey, the ministry is going great, and I know exactly what I'm doing, and I know the theology, I know the work, I just got to fill up my schedule now. And if you neglect that time with God, you're going to draw further away from him. And as you draw further away from him, your ministry will start become something of you, not something of God. And then it's up to you to grow that, not up to God to grow that. And that's a terrible place to be in. You want your reliance on God. You know, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. As it says, that's in James 4 and also in, I think it's in 2 Peter. It's the exact phrase is mentioned a couple of times. But the point being is that prayer is what gets us the relationship, the heart with God. As I always say, scripture gives us the mind of God. Prayer gives us the heart of God. We need both of them cooperating together as we engage in our Christian life. So as the day goes on, I would encourage you to see if you can't find time, if not daily, at least multiple times a week, find a solitary place where you can go and not have a phone, and not have distractions, and not have people, and just be in the wilderness and pray to God. Spend time conversing with God, and it's very difficult at first. You start doing this, you're just like, I don't know what to do, I don't know what to say. Your mind wanders, you start thinking about lunch or dinner or whatever your issues are, and then you know, as you start thinking about, you get maybe some stress about some problem. Boom, that's when you get back to prayer. Okay, God, this is a problem on my mind. I want to leave this with you. And you talk to God, and you're likely to not hear an angelic voice answer you, this is what you must do. But what happens as we start getting into our prayer is we start praying, we start addressing these to God, and we start dwelling on the things of God. And then we get up and we do something. And God will direct those paths. As I didn't pull this verse out, but it's one of the Proverbs, I believe it says, the man plans his ways, but the Lord guides his steps. And that's an important verse as we continue our walk with Christ. And getting out somewhere and praying, and this is a lot of what I do in, you know, in van life, is there's times I have to stay inside of the hustle and bustle of a city. I'll stay into, you know, on interstates and rest areas and mall parking lots and things like that. But I always try and find places like this where I can just go and not be around other people. Like up here, there's some people up here. There's probably about maybe half a dozen inside of 5 square miles up where I'm at right now. And it's a really nice place, but unfortunately I have to go back down into the city next week. And when I do that, what I try and do is I find city parks. That's a great place, especially since most people don't go outside and touch grass anymore. Your cities maintain these wonderful parks across this country with your tax dollars, and very few people visit them. So you can always go to those places and find a bench somewhere out in a park and spend some time alone with God. And that is what I would encourage everybody to do. Get out, spend a little bit of time with God, if possible each day, and that may not always be possible, but at least a few times a week, get out in a solitary place, leave your phone at home, leave everything else at home, just get out and pray. Maybe bring a notebook with you so you can log your prayers and you can, you know, address the answers to prayers and things like that. So that's what we're going to leave you with today. Thank you for watching. I did mention that book, Josiah's Sanctification. You check out that and my other books at ourwalkinchrist.com/books. Thanks for watching and hope that you enjoy your daily walk in our Lord.
Thank you for tuning in. Our Walk in Christ podcast is a listener-supported presentation. For more information about how you can help, check out ourwalkinchrist.com/support or our Patreon page at patreon.com/TomM. That's TOMM. Digital and paperback books are available on several online bookstores or at our website. Once again, the website is ourwalkinchrist.com.